from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
In life, some days are good, and some could be better. The same is true for recovery. Both take work. Both take adjustments. Finding your path is a key part of your journey. And then it's all about walking it every day. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Be open to every part of the journey and welcome it. It's unique and it's all part of you. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
More Micah drama.
All right. I love it.
I have not had a lot of people in my mentions saying, huh, what you said months and months ago, maybe it had some legs to it. I don't know. I wasn't expecting it, but I haven't seen it. I just wanted to update everyone on that.
Do you think that people are not going to admit that they were wrong?
I don't think so. I haven't seen one of those on Twitter in years.
Keep your voice down.
They're messy. That's what they are.
They're very messy. Very messy. Might even cost us Cowboy players at training camp. We're not going to get CeeDee Lamb now.
Oh, man. What are we going to do?
877-881-1053. Frank LaFranco injury attorney text line. This time it's Micah versus Malik. And it all started with Malik Hooker going on Keyshawn Johnson's podcast. And he was asked, you guys are in the locker room, you yourself have a problem with Micah Parsons doing his podcast.
Problem with him. My thing would be, though, for Micah, my advice would be for Micah would be, you know, just make sure we're all right, you know, where we're and being where your feet are. Because if we're at work and, you know, the run game's terrible, but you're doing a podcast every week and you know the run game is terrible, then, you know, what are you really caring about? Are you caring about the crowd that, you know, is watching your podcast? Are you caring about the success of our team in the Super Bowl that we're trying to reach?
Mm-hmm.
The irony of criticizing a guy for doing a podcast on a podcast.
Off season.
Off day.
Yes. That's Off what Micah day. Said back. Micah posted back and then deleted. Just wish you said this to me instead of some podcast, and you got my number, fam. And you're my locker mate. So you could have said this any day. And you do realize I shoot the podcast on our off day. Why aren't we talking about everyone's preparation and focus? And then Micah Parsons took that down. Now, to be fair, because we try to be fair on the show and listen to more than just a clip, this was the rest of the clip with Malik Hooker on with Keyshawn.
But also, you know, a lot of people got to remember, Mike is young. You know, he's still trying to find his way. He's still trying to grow into who he's trying to be. So I give him grace, you know, honestly. Like, I always hear people say stuff that he just said on the podcast or something silly he just said. But people got to remember, like, Mike is still a big kid. Mike is still a big kid. And, you know, you can't fault a big kid for, you know, trying to expand as well as experiencing still stuff that they ain't really been through. Because Mike only been in the league 4 years. Like, they're still experiencing stuff that he been through. He ain't never been through real adversity yet in the league. Like, he ain't seen that yet, you know. So I feel like over time and over these next couple years of experience and adversity, I guess, like, you'll see him start to change and how he approaches stuff like that, like the podcast and stuff like that. But like I said, it don't bother me.
Changes a lot.
Sounds like it kind of bothers you. I don't know.
I think that changes a lot. Whereas I don't have a problem with it. And then Malik went to social media and said, I'm going to speak on this one time. Micah is little bro. No, his podcast is not hurting. Don't fall for the bait. He knows what I meant. And I'll see y'all in Oxnard.
Look, I mean, a lot of guys have podcasts. What you? It's your off day. Does it mean that he's taking the entire 24 hours of the day to do the podcast? I assume maybe he's getting the lift in. Tony Romo played golf on an off day. Guys do a lot of things on their off day.
Yeah.
They fly. A lot of guys are like fly places to go do podcasts on the off day.
But is Malik Hooker suggesting that Micah doesn't put the work in the film room? There's been questions about that.
On other days beyond the off day, perhaps he is. And
like, yo, man, our run defense, we got problems. And we've heard about Micah not being where he's supposed to be assignment-wise on the field. Now, great players can get away with that, but the internet went back to the Week 5 loss against San Francisco, the beatdown, blowout, embarrassment. And Micah was asked about the run defense. He said, I don't know. That's something only so much I can do from where I'm standing at. I don't know what's going on inside. I just set the edge, bro.
Yep.
I don't know things at the interior or whatever needs to get addressed. It's just something the coaches need to look at. So when you tie that in with what Malik Hooker had to say, you're like, okay, is Malik Hooker saying, I don't have a problem with it, but this is going to be a perception from some. It didn't sound like he initially said that when he was like, yo, man, make sure you're straight with us first.
With us first, right. And I don't know.
And like, I don't have, for the record, a huge problem with Micah Parsons doing his podcast. I get a little bit worried about what Micah says or what he could say, but having that platform.
Like slip up, you mean?
Yeah. Like
create
slip up.
Animosity with players.
Yeah, rolling his eyes at the Cowboys front office while the draft is going on and loving what Philadelphia is doing and all that different type of stuff. I'm more worried about what Micah may say versus him having. Look, man, you go ahead and you increase your revenue streams. And the guy wants to be in media. Who am I to sit here and say, Shut up and tackle.
Right.
Remember the Titans?
The issue with the draft show was Micah presented himself almost, it seemed like, not as a Cowboy player, but as a media member in that moment.
Yes.
And that
from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whoops. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
In life, some days are good, and some could be better. The same is true for recovery. Both take work. Both take adjustments. Finding your path is a key part of your journey, and then it's all about walking it every day. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Be open to every part of the journey and welcome it. It's unique and it's all part of you. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
It's a tug of war he's gonna have to do. Because he's trying to wear two hats.
Yeah.
And when he's playing football and doing his podcast during the regular season, he's a football player. But on that draft show, he presented himself as a non-Dallas Cowboy. And I think that rubs people the wrong way.
And the reality is, when you're winning and winning playoff games, nobody cares, right? Derek Collin, when he's out there being goofy and free and funny and his ERA is below a 3, it's cool. When it's above a 3... you're clowning around, you're distracted, you're not focused. When the Cowboys get eliminated and Micah decides to go ahead and not show up for reporters afterwards and run and hide until his podcast, then it's a problem. Yeah.
And, you know, players today, it's just a little sidebar. They're like, hey, I don't need the media. I got my own media.
Yep.
So I'm going to save my comments for my podcast. Is going to get me more clicks. And I don't think that Micah is going to be alone in this. And I don't think this is the last time we're going to see somebody do this. Somebody's got a big-time podcast. They're going to be like, nope, not talking. Both teams play hard. I'm here so I don't get fined, and I'm going to go talk and say everything I want to say on my podcast.
Calvin Watkins reports CeeDee Lamb is expected to hold out of training camp if he does not have a contract extension by the time it starts with us in California.
I love it. I think Dak and Micah need to join him. They need to go all Ross and Rachel from Friends and just all band together.
I thought you said last night this was a mistake.
I don't believe I said that was a mistake. No, like the mistake. What they should do.
I'm like, why are you applauding?
What they should do is they should report to camp and then fake an injury.
A hold in.
But the concept of I am not doing a damn thing at camp until I get my money is what they need to be doing. Yeah, they need to report. And hold and then fake an injury immediately on the first day. All three of them.
Well, did it hurt Zach Martin?
No.
You know, Bobby would say they're just going to make up the money on the back end.
Right. They would. They did. Because you're not allowed to pay or you're not allowed to waive the fine. But what the Cowboys did is they calculated each day that Zach was out and then just added that money to the end. Now, it's a risk because they don't have to do that. So, but they will. But I think the easy thing to do would just be to do the, hey, we're going to report and we're going to go right to Beverly Hills and we're going to check into the Beverly Hilton or whatever it is. And we're going to hang out and relax until that we get our contract. Or we're just going to take the flight, the free flight to L.A., cheaper flight to Cabo, shorter private jet. And we'll go down there and we'll go on that golf course, that driving range that Zeke was at. That's what I would do. But I love this. I think all three of them need to do the same thing together and pull a. Like I said, the Friends, when they did their contract, they all said, you either sign all of us or none of us. And that's what they need to do. You get to sign all of us, the money we want, or have fun week one with somebody else.
Are you worried about this, or are we past worrying about training camp holdouts?
I'm worried about it from the standpoint of I do believe there's something to camp holdout injuries. Maybe not for Dak, but for guys that have to run a lot, like a CD or a quick twitch guys like a Micah. Let's just look at baseball. Like, there is no doubt you could see it. And trust me, when you look at Jordan Montgomery, you can see it, how out of shape he is. But Blake Snell, Jordan Montgomery, one of them's having a god-awful year, and the other one can't stay healthy. What do they both do? They miss spring training. I know it's baseball versus football, but, I mean, I don't think it's hard to kind of draw the conclusion that missing, when you're an athlete, missing key time is big. So from that standpoint, I do think it would hurt them physically this year to miss. But it's the right thing financially for them to do.
Yes, I get it. I don't know how many people would be mad at CeeDee Lamb with this. I think more people would be mad at Micah having a podcast right now on the Fantex than Lamb actually not showing up for camp because the Cowboys have not paid him yet. That's my prediction on the Fantex. More Micah podcast anger than Lamb not showing up for practice.
Franklin, Zach Martin said he never felt right last year.
Yep.
You know, he had his worst year and he missed some of camp. And he attributed it to missing some training camp. The irony of Parsons to then tweet out his concerns about not handling this in person, but not handling it in person himself. you know, Malik is just saying what the other players are probably saying to each other. You know, look, it's I think a lot of fans would be cool with CD doing this easily. He's the easiest one to be cool with. And then Micah, and then I think the last one they'd be cool with is Dak, because I think there's going to be an element of fans that still don't think Dak deserves the money. But also, number two, quarterbacks should not be missing camp. That's tough. That's tough for the whole. That drags the whole team down. But this is the Cowboys' problem. The Cowboys built this themselves. They manufactured this problem by not paying him already.
Live on the FanCam, Twitch, and YouTube, we are about an hour away from the Marcus Semien bat giveaway on your home for Rangers baseball. We were your home last night for history being made. The greatness of Wyatt Langford. How long is Corey Seager out now? And has mic'd up segments in Major League Baseball officially been ruined? Even though we got some breaking home run derby news last night during the Rangers-Orioles game. Let's relive the greatness of Wyatt Langford's awesome night next.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
In life and recovery, every day is a little different. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
There's sports betting, and then there's Circa Las Vegas, an adults-only sports watching nirvana. Now you can watch up to 19 games at the world's largest sports book on a 78-million pixel, three-story mega screen. Plus, it's always spectator season at America's largest pool amphitheater, Stadium Swim. Stadium Swim is open 365 days a year and features all sports on an epic 143-foot screen. Book your reservation at CircaLasVegas.com. Circa Las Vegas, this is sports the way it should be.
It's not just about watching the game, it's about betting on it. I'm Mike Valeni, and on Cash the Ticket, Jim Costa and I break down every college football and NFL matchup like it's the last game we're ever going to watch. From the best bets to the sneaky underdogs, and of course, as my co-host likes to say, the value. And the one thing we're not going to do is pretend we're professionals. We have fun with it, it's an entertainment product, and it makes watching games a hell of a lot of fun. So Cash the Ticket, follow it in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.